Hello.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
Yes, okay.
That's good. So I did get your messages. I'm sorry I wasn't able to call you yesterday. Wasn't feeling well. So let me see what's going on. You said that due to the change that we, like the mistake that we made overall with the publish, you were overcharged $6.36 for each book, right?
I believe you told me that the publishing charge should be $4.49. Is that correct?
The publishing charge?
Yeah. What is the publishing charge? Because right now you're charging me $10.86 for a color, standard color.
That's not what I'm charging. That's not what we are charging. That's not
who's charging.
We are charging. Who's, that is something Amazon is charging.
Well, I just talked to Amazon last week about that, and they said that they get 40%, but that I would have to talk to the publishers that you were the one that was getting the $8.
I remember we had a conversation a while back, and I told you that before you even purchase the book, I told you before you buy them, let me know, so I'll tell you how to get author copies. But you already had bought them, so we couldn't make any amendments to that.
I'm talking about the $10.85 you charge for publishing a book.
I am talking. Hear me out first, okay?
I did order, and someone had told me to that just order like normal, and they would reimburse me. And then when I started to order those, I'm thinking, I probably ought to talk to somebody. This doesn't sound
right. That's
why
I told you not
but
to
I didn't
order
remember.
Because when the publish happened, there was a mistake. We had to publish it in black and white, and we published it in full color, which is why the printing cost that Amazon charges was increased, okay, which is why your royalty got reduced. That's why I told you not to purchase the book initially, because I was getting that
anymore.
Adjusted. That was
I'm not going to. I'm not going to purchase anymore.
Because had you purchased on the author copies in black and white, it would have cost you $4 and something cents. I'm not sure how many cents, but $4 something. So, but since you bought when the book was published in premium color, the printing price for that is comparatively higher, so that charged you $10 for each book. Normally, it would work out that you get reimbursed, but 40% still goes to Amazon. The way to do that is to order author copies. You have the right to
order. I will next time.
Yeah, you have the right to order author copies at just the printing price. That way, Amazon gets no cut out of it. You don't have to pay anything extra either. All you have to do would be bear the printing price, which would be, I think for your book should be $4.36. Could be a bit up and down. It's a ballpark figure.
Okay.
It should be around that value. Okay. I told you the week prior that we did get that change. So when you told me you had a word with Amazon and had a change with them, I don't know what you're talking about, because we changed it from our end, and the book has been republished as a black and white.
It has?
Yeah.
Okay. I went in, and I couldn't get to the reports, and I couldn't find anything where there had been any sales, e-books or paperback.
You won't be able
and
to find them right
since
now.
Since the changes.
Because we had made the changes, you are still eligible for all the royalties prior to that, okay? You are still eligible for those. You will receive those 60 days after each purchase. Amazon reimburses you for the royalties 60 days after the sale is made, okay?
So why did they tell me that the publisher said you will have to talk to the publisher? They are the ones that charges for the publishing.
What?
Yes, that's what they told me. And I was so upset because I went in there and I called.
I can send you an email that shows the whenever we put the price, right, it literally shows us the royalty that you're getting, and it divides it accordingly, and it shows the printing cost. The on-demand print is a completely different service that we offer. It's not related to whether you're publishing with us or not, okay? That's a different service.
On-demand print. Why are you talking about that?
On-demand print, because we have a different affiliate. We have a printing company affiliated with us that we use. Amazon doesn't do any printing, basically for anyone else. Amazon only prints the book that are published on Amazon's platforms. All the charges involved are related to Amazon, because Amazon is in-house printing. And that's why when you go for an e-book, the royalty split is 30-70, right? Because they're not doing the printing.
For the e-book.
For the e-book. The reason why the royalty is 40-60 for, paperback, is because they have to deal with printing and shipping.
Yeah. Amazon prints the paperback?
Yes, Amazon prints the paperback. We're not doing that. Whether it's Barnes & Noble, whether it's Amazon, they do the printing themselves. We don't do that.
So you don't get a cut of the printing?
We don't get anything. I told you. We don't get anything.
I thought that's what you had told me, and I had had written here in the notebook. And then I talked to Amazon.
Absolutely nothing, because that's the reason why we make the account under your name. Had we been, because if you can look up your book, you won't even see our name as the publisher of the book.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we try to do is we try to self-publish the books. In that way, the author doesn't have to share royalties with anyone else, such as us, aside from the platform itself. So the royalty split is only between you and Amazon or whatever platform.
Okay, I will be calling them again and talk to somebody, because this is, went in and looked, and they said, yes, the book had been unpublished and changes were made.
Yes.
I said, why am I not seeing anything, on this spreadsheet, in the reports?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, it hasn't been republished. And I'm like, well, what can I do about that? She said, oh, you can do that. She said, and she told me to go here and here and just publish. And then I
the
went
thing
in
is,
and
the main, the reason why there's a cost related to publishing when you sign up with us is because each platform has their own formatting style and their own requirements. To fulfill those formatting requirements and getting all the adjustment made correctly, that's the cost, because we have to do that. Somebody has to, in our company, has to do the formatting. Somebody has to adjust the book cover. That's the overall cost when it comes to publishing, right? And completing the entire process properly, because there's a lot of things involved.
So wait a minute, you're giving me a lot of information. So you said that each platform has its own what?
Each platform has its own requirement. Now, when you called Amazon, right, they told you how to publish the book, right?
I called them last week because I didn't see any more sales in a sense that was, changes were made.
Yeah, because changes were made. The changes that we made.
Okay, changes made, but the book wasn't published. Republished.
The book wasn't there are two things. Remember when I told you we won't be republishing the book, basically? We will just be making changes to the prior draft. That's why I told you if we went for a complete republish, it will be a different charge. Remember?
Well, wait a minute. No, you were telling me when I wanted it numbered that if I numbered it, that it would be a... You said you could let me have that at a discount, but I'd already paid plenty to get it done,
exactly.
And your company did it incorrectly, so that wasn't my fault, and I couldn't see me paying you again.
The thing is, Mary, the thing is, we don't do numbers generally for anyone. If it's a requirement, we do it. That's why we give, remember I gave you a print preview? That's why we give the print preview, so you can see what the book is going to look like on print. That's why we take the approval.
You know, through the, when I was making corrections all along, if I saw numbers, I went to the right, you know, and clicked there, you know, held down the cursor, and then it would tell me what page I was on. But there, I never saw any in all the editing and so forth. There were never any numbers listed.
Okay,
I guess
you got slightly confused when I gave the preview. That was the previewer showing the number. That wasn't a number on the book.
Oh, and you, well, it. Well, I've got a little bit like
that. That's what caused the
confusion. Because, you know, it said at the beginning, you know, there are all the pages, what page to find each new chapter, and then the pages weren't listed. So how in the world was I to know that I'm supposed to be responsible for making sure they were listed?
No, because the thing is, sometimes initially we used to add numbers for everyone, but most of our clients started saying not to add numbers. That's why it was became a general rule to not add numbers to pages. Just add the relative to the TOCs. That's why we stopped adding numbers. If a requirement ever comes to add numbers, we always add them. It's not a problem. It's like it's three clicks and we'll add a number. That's no problem at all. But since the requirements started coming up, we stopped adding numbers. Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I mean, I never saw a book that I can remember that wasn't numbered.
It's weird.
But right
I
back
know,
to,
but some people just, it's so weird that people don't want it anymore. I'm like, why? It makes life easier.
Well, I mean, the different people call, and it's like, Mary, your books aren't numbered. You know, it's like, what pages, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nope, they didn't number it. So anyhow, back to this, you said Amazon Publishing. Okay, now, when I had to call them because they said it was unpublished and changes made, and that's where it was lying. So I said it had to get republished. And so when she showed me how to do that, then I went in, and there it did show there was one paperback book sold on September
1.
Mm-hmm. So, but it was still showing that they were charging $10.86 for publishing, and I got 53 cents royalties. So what changes did you make?
Mika, what are the black and white? How about this? Can you give me 5 minutes to call you back? Let me go to my publishing department and just check in, okay? Can you give me 5 minutes?
Okay, because, this has got to get corrected because they're still charging.
Yeah,
if
this is still going on, I'll get this corrected today, okay? Because I already went and told them to make the change to black and white. I assume they should have done it, but if that's not done, that's a problem. I'm going to get that solved, okay?
Yes, that's what I need to do. And then I got to hit them up because they said, oh, no, you go back to your publisher about the $10.86 per book. So I'm thinking, you know.
Don't worry about it. Let me get this sorted. Okay, give me 5 minutes. Let me check in.
All right, that'll be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect. Have a good day, Mary.